If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
So it's interesting because I'm sitting here chewing into my mic, which I really shouldn't be doing, but I wanted to let you know, this is not an advertisement, but I will tell you, I lost 4.5 pounds in the last 5 days from eating these things as my snacks. It's called RX Sugar. I got it in the mint brownie swealthy snacks edition. I was on vacation. I threw a couple in my bag before I left. Normally for snacks, I have like, oh, I love those Good and Plenty's. I love, what are the other, Twizzlers, the Nibs. Oh my God, they're my favorite. And I love these poppy drinks, which say they're probiotic, but obviously they're making me fat because I had none on this trip. And I just feel like I'm a new person. This is my new thing. So I ordered on Amazon 7 boxes. I got 6 with a box for free. And now this is all I snack on, and I'm feeling really good about myself. So hi, welcome to Happy Hour, George.
Yeah, welcome to Happy Hour. Instead of cocktails, we are having protein bars. Is it a protein bar?
Well, I'm not sure, and I don't have my glasses on. But no, I think it's just like it's just one of these bars. If you want dessert or you want something sweet, and you don't want your sugar to spike, it's really good. So. Anyways, that's my free ad for a second. So when we started this, we were talking about comedians. You were telling me that your top 10 is now this guy, Adam Ray. And I looked him up. And while I'm looking him up again, tell everyone why you like him so much.
I like Adam Ray a lot just because in the last 2 years, he's gone crazy with the Dr. Phil live shows that he does where he impersonates Dr. Phil. He's also been on Kill Tony, which is a popular live comedy show that comes out every Monday, in which he's done other impersonations. He's done like a woman character. He's done a guy named Tony Caruso, who's a older male character. He's done Joe Biden. I think that might be the most watched comedy podcast in the last, since the inception of the internet, if I'm being honest. I think this one got 20 million views on YouTube. It's Shane Gillis as Trump and Adam Ray as Joe Biden. And so like the arc that Adam Ray has been on has been incredible. And just recently, this past Monday, he impersonated Tony Hinchcliffe, the host of Kill Tony. And I had to comment on the Instagram post saying, bro, you've entered the top 10 of my favorite comedians. And I got 2,500 likes on that comment, which I never comment. But to get 2,500 likes, it makes me want to start commenting more.
Did Adam like it himself?
I can't go through all the names that like that. I mean, that would take forever.
Oh, okay.
Should I do that? I mean,
What, don't you want to know if he liked that you liked it, that you like him?
I know he knows he would like it. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is perfect. That's the
third
comment.
Funny because when you brought up his name, I was looking up who he is, and I see that I follow him, although he doesn't look familiar. He has 780,000 followers. And I went to the DM and I see that I wrote him
No.
April 26, 2021. I said, like, we're mid sentence in the middle of a private joke, which, by the way, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Don't forget, you owe me a Christopher Cross song with like a laughing face emoji. And then it looks like he responded 6 months later, October 17th of 2021, and said, ha ha, yes, I do. To which I responded with two heart emojis or whatever. I mean, how random is that?
That is, you have no connotation. Let's try to rewind a little bit. 2021.
Well, I love Christopher Cross. So maybe he did a post about Christopher Cross. I mean, I have no idea. I'm going to have to text him and say, let's pick up where we left off, dude.
Let's figure out how we're going to get this Christopher Cross song as the new intro song for Misunderstood.
Well, here, I'm going to make a little note that I'm going to write him. How do I tell if he follows me?
I feel like it used to say it, did it not?
Following. Let's see if my name comes up.
Oh, Rachel knows.
He follows Heather McDonald. He follows a lot of people that I know. He follows Michael Yo, whose show I've been on. Taryn Southern, who's been on the show. He follows a lot of people that we've had on, actually. And so doesn't look like he follows me, though, embarrassingly enough. But I'm going to write him, and I'm going to ask him if he'll come on the show, because I want to hear all about what it is like to imitate these people.
Yeah.
And why he imitates them and how he does it. So I'm going to do that. But what's interesting is, you know, I love that guy, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yes.
Well, I was on vacation, by the way. I went for 4th of July weekend to Kamakalali. No, that's not how you say it. Kamala. God damn it.
Kamalaki.
Kamala. No. Kamalaki? Kamala Mali K. No. Hold on, guys. I've got it. This is crazy. Kamala Mali. Kamala me. Kamala me K.
Kamala me K.
But I think it's pronounced Kamala me key, even though it says K. Anyways, Jesus Christ. It's in the Bahamas. And while I was there, it has this long stretch of beach. It's like a private island in the Bahamas. Super easy to get to. We took one of those like private planes, essentially, from Maker's Air, which was pretty cool. Sits six people or eight people. So you fly down essentially private. And you go, and it's this private island. You land, and you take – they set you up. There's like a cab waiting for you. You get dropped off at the ocean's edge. You take a literal 2.5-minute little ferry thing over right across to this island, and you're on this private island. And that's what Dan and I did for the weekend. Everyone's been telling us to go. Everyone said it's the most amazing place. So we went, and there's this long beach – and every morning, our goal was to walk. We don't really walk together, even though we live in Florida and we should, and it's a great idea. It's a great way to like do things. So our goal was to walk the whole beach. So we walked an hour and 45 minutes every morning while we were there. So for four mornings, and it was pretty incredible. And again, possibly helping me lose this 4.5 pounds, but it was nice. And while we did it every morning, we listened to three Joe Rogan podcasts and one who's the woman with the blonde hair with the glasses. She's really boring, but everybody listens to her. Mel Robbins.
Yeah.
And we listened to a Mel Robbins, which, by the way, Mel Robbins, we get 10 minutes in and we were like, this is dumb. We're turning it off. How? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or put down a woman podcaster because I know she has a huge following. Maybe we put on a terrible episode. we were really into like the longevity stuff or the wellness stuff, and it was some doctor, and it was like giving us the top 10 things you need to know to change your life in 10 days. And we got 10 minutes in, we're like, we know this is dumb. Like, sleep, go to sleep for 8 hours, drink water, de-stress your life. Well, obviously, I don't need a podcast to tell me that. So we're like, fuck this. And we went back to listening
Right.
to Elon Musk on Joe Rogan. But what's the draw with Mel? Maybe I didn't go into it the right way.
I've never been a fan of those type of podcasts. Like, I understand the purpose that they serve, and to me it's
It's like
like,
a self-help thing, like she's always having experts on. Is that the thing?
And the self-help is like, it's important, obviously. And I mean, even we've had guests like on our podcast that are explaining, how they've gotten out of difficult situations and why some of these methods that people use can be taboo. But I almost want to know about the taboo because we, as normal functioning humans that don't need the basic information fed to us, like that's the type of stuff that draws us to wanting to listen to a podcast is like, tell me about ketamine therapy. Tell me about all these different types of modalities that aren't necessarily seen everywhere, and instead of just telling me to get more sleep. And as I'm saying that, your TV went out. Boom. Okay, we're back.
Everything. We just interviewed someone, you guys, like half an hour ago, and right at the end, my computer died. So I'm having all sorts of issues. The last time that happened, it's happened a couple times, right? We had that woman I
Oh
thought
my
I might
God,
be in love
Nicole.
with. And then we the time it really crashed out on me. Do you know this? Because you weren't working as my editor then. It was with Melissa
Rivers.
Rivers. Oh my God, did I feel like an idiot? We're in the middle of talking about her dad dying and my fucking computer blew out. And then not only that, her people never responded to any of my emails again. Like I couldn't even get back on with her. They never were like, oh, no problem. It happens all the time. Don't worry about it. Never heard a peep from them again,
Oh.
and never heard a peep from her. And then, but she did collaborate on all the posts we made of her, so she must have liked it. But God, was that terrible!
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare situation. But I don't want to get too far off of like the whole point of this here because I was one of the people that saw too that Kamalamalaki
No.
is one of the
Here.
coolest places to travel, and it sounds like all you did was walk. Like, what else was there to do on this island?
Well, let me tell you the real scoop on this island.
If you want to hear the rest of the juicy details about Rachel's nightmare vacation in the Bahamas, or if you want to hear about Rachel's hilarious date with a comedian who is well known, who has a foot fetish, you need to head on over to Apple Podcast and click on that subscriber tab, become a number one fan, or if you would rather watch the episode, become a member of our Patreon. Both of the links are provided down below.